Hi, and welcome to this month's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast, Nursing Edition. Once a month, sister publications Cure Magazine and Oncology Nursing News will come together for a podcast on topics that affect both cancer survivors and oncology nurses. For today's episode, we'll be discussing something that, unfortunately, is a major issue in healthcare: workplace violence. We'll be hearing from Christine Pontus, the Associate Director of the Division of Health and Safety for the Massachusetts Nurses Association. Christine has worked as a staff nurse in the hospital, as a certified occupational health nurse, and as a certified case manager in the manufacturing environment. She was also a risk manager administering workers' compensation for a self-insured business and a consultant to the insurance industry. Currently, she is involved in identifying and analyzing research, policy, and current trends in the field of occupational health and safety as it impacts nurses. As an educator and a nurse planner, she is responsible for planning, developing, and presenting approved educational programs for registered nurse. Chris is directly involved with injured nurses, helping them through the workers' compensation system and testifying on their behalf. She represents the Massachusetts Nurse Association, working in collaboration with diverse organizations and professionals, both on a national and international basis.
Okay, so in my role as the Associate Director of Occupational Health and Safety here at Massachusetts Nurses Association, we often accompany our nurses who are injured through the workers' compensation process to make sure that they are stable and are receiving medical care if necessary in the time they need to take care of themselves after an injury. If there are legal proceedings, we help them to press charges or advise them to do so, and sometimes accompany them to court. So, and then to make sure proper documentation is in place and that they're fully ready to go back to work. Sometimes our nurses, and many nurses, not just ours, do not report the incident and just remain in an abusive situation with patients because nurses often feel that, the patients don't know better, they're delirious, or so they're constantly taking some form of verbal abuse or, sometimes some coworkers, often it's from a patient and patient's families, yeah. Patients are very frustrated. Family members are very frustrated mm-hmm. in the current healthcare environment that the nurses are working in.
Right. So I saw some recent statistics that this issue, unfortunately, is kind of escalating. It's growing. There has been more violence against nurses and healthcare workers in recent years. Do you have any insight as to why that is?
Well, there's a couple of reasons I perceive it to be so. We're becoming more of a violent society. We're becoming more of global. We're people who view violence and wars, it's much more frequent. The television, the radio, the videos, everything is so escalated and loud, and people's reactive to much and want things quickly. But more importantly, our healthcare system has changed, and the nurses are in a different environment than they were even 20 years ago. Now patients come into a situation, and they're not being cared for as they expect to be, or their families expect them to be, and they escalate up and become frustrated very quickly because they're not being taken care of in the hospital, and many people aren't being taken care of out of the hospital prior to coming in. So there's a greater need once they're in the hospital to meet their needs, and the nurses can't often do it because there's just not enough staff, there's not enough time to actually deal with the situation the way it needs to be, besides the medically or nursing assessment on issues that come up, and they're so busy doing their work. Mm-hmm. These patients don't even understand what they're doing for them, that they're being perceived as not taking care of them, and they are. Just they're not able to take the time they need to de-escalate people or see the warning signs when they're there. Of course, there are times when there's no warning signs, and you just get people who come in on drugs or alcohol, and they're just aggressive and violent, you know. So you get both worlds that right. the nurses have to deal with, and doctors, yeah.
So tell me, you did mention there are some warning signs. You know, obviously there's some instances where there's not, but what are some of the warning signs that nurses can look out for?
Oh, typically people become agitated, especially when there's young, if they have children involved. Parents become agitated. They start to walk around pacing. They're asking questions. Their voice is raising. So the warning signs generally are to just the look at your patient mix when patients are in your waiting room, for example, or in an ER situation, or walk-in clinic, and see and walk around if they have someone to walk around, and which some hospitals are doing. They're actually putting people to walk and interface with those in waiting to make an assessment and hopefully de-escalate, and then people with children sometimes bring them to another area of the hospital to deal with them more quickly. Not all facilities are that sophisticated, but we are seeing some dealing with it and therefore decreasing the amount of violence that their hospital is seeing in those intake centers anyways. That's one way of making assessment and trying to decrease the situation. It's just to have someone who's trained and able to interact with people and then take them out of the mix, talk to them, and get them the care they need. Yeah.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about what other kind of recent strides have been made in preventing healthcare workplace violence. I know some states have certain laws or procedures that they started. You know, there's a bunch of different guides now on healthcare facilities on how they can hopefully prevent this and handle it if it happens. So what can you say about that?
Well, we do have a code gray that M&A has developed. We had graduate students, and we developed booklets that we pass out to our hospitals. We published this or created this with, you know, people doing research and prior information and collaborated and collated this into a booklet. So we could hopefully protect our members and have something operational if and when the legislation was passed. Let me retract here for a minute. We have a piece of legislation that's asking for state law to have the hospitals put prevention programs in place. And that would make sure that we would have an assessment yearly done in the hospitals, because the nurses are assaulted more than the police officers and prison guards. And 70% of the hospital emergency department nurses are reported assaulted during their career. The bill would help to and require healthcare employers to perform an annual risk assessment, as I said. And based on those findings, each facility could develop and implement a program to minimize the danger of the workplace violence to the employees and patients. So once again, it becomes very facility-specific. So we have a piece of legislation called an act requiring healthcare employers to develop and implement programs to prevent workplace violence. Is a proposed piece of legislation. This is what we're suggesting. Again, it would be facility specific based on our outline, and it would provide also time off for the healthcare workers who are assaulted on the job to address the legal issues and, you know, medical time that they would need, and require semi-annual reporting of assaults on healthcare employees to the state. So that's the piece of legislation that we're looking to pass in Massachusetts mm-hmm. to help begin gather data. See, by them reporting the assaults would help us to get a better handle on the numbers, and then we could start to ask the hospitals what happened before, and then get a handle on how many could have been prevented and how many people are just coming in, and set up more prevention programs or more in-depth prevention programs within each facility. So that's what we're doing. We're starting with a piece of legislation to address prevention at the facilities. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I guess more on the individual level, what kind of advice would you give to nurses urging them to report when these incidences happen? Because you mentioned that they don't always report that, you know, that there was an incident of violence or any kind of abuse. So how can you stress that to each individual nurse?
Well, it's like anything else. If it's not documented, then we cannot have a record of it. And if we don't have a record of it, it didn't happen. So that, I hate to sound so blunt, but that's the reality of it. When it comes to nurses who are so busy and are so busy taking care of others, we've got to impart the urgency of the situation in the data. Because, you know, data sometimes isn't relevant to us who are taking care of people. It's like it's just a number. But in there's some truth to that, because behind the data of hundreds of people who don't report, those that we know of, there are hundreds that we don't know. So that's what I would stress to nurses, to get down to your employee health and get this, if there's an assault, an injury, get this on record.
Ultimately, Christine says, workplace violence is a public health concern that must be addressed by prevention programs within the communities and in the workplace. Nurses can participate to take care of themselves by reporting and participating on committees in the hospital and facilities they work to create an environment for both work and patient care. Nurses also need to get involved in the state and federal legislative activities around workplace protections and a good patient care to ensure laws are in place to protect both the nurses and the patients. Tune in next month for the next nursing edition of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Check us out at onknursingnews.com and never miss a beat in the field of oncology nursing.